Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Master. And today is Tuesday, baby. Well, you know it is New Year's Eve, my darlings. How are you preparing to go into the new year? I know y'all got something real good, preparing intentional. You know, I've been stuck on intentional. I want you guys to be intentional as we go into 2025. We got to come correct. We got to come bold. We got to come, you know, like we got courage. You know, we ain't scared. Don't be scared, y'all. Don't be scared to go 2025 claiming and receiving what you've been speaking in your life. Okay, listen, you got to go in marching like it belongs to you. Listen, 2025 belongs to you. I want y'all to remember that. Listen, I'm broadcasting live in the Windy City. It is a little cloudy. It's 35 degrees. You know, not too bad. You know, it is New Year's Eve, y'all. December 31st. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're getting ready to turn another page, y'all. We're getting ready to turn another page. It is 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm getting ready to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is time zone there, right? My socks off. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my home team. Listen, I want y'all to know something. Fierce Nation International is working really hard. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Batorti. Listen, this show is being brought to you by CEO and founder Steve Gum of Gumbarum. You can get Gumbarum all throughout the United States. Yes, you can at CWSpirits.com. CWSpirits.com. Listen, we got two different flavors, vanilla and coconut. Remember to get your discount once you check out the secure checkout. Use the discount code BASIC. Listen, and for your New Year's Eve party, just in case you want to try a new libation, Gumbarum is available. Listen, if you are in these states, if you're in Massachusetts, if you're in Boston, Massachusetts, if you're in Louisiana, listen, if you're in the state of Louisiana or in California, if you're in Los Angeles, California, you can get Gumbarum delivered right to your door from DoorDash. So listen, you can get it off of DoorDash. Yes, you can, my darlings. Listen, we're going to have a good time. We're going to play some music. Going to have a blast, my darlings. Once again, Happy New Year's Eve. Get ready, get ready. January 1st. Oh, my God. 2025. Y'all better get ready. Listen, listen. I want y'all to do something for me. Listen, y'all know I'm a certified life coach trained by Dr. Monique Carradine. She was an on-air personality at Fox 32 News. She's no longer there. I had the privilege of working with her, and she gave me my certification and my paper for being a life coach. I want y'all to do something. Now, this is really unusual. This is really unusual. But, you know, I want y'all to do something. I want y'all to do something. I've never said anything like this ever. Never, ever. I want you all to buy those that can, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to sound really unusual and strange to you. Okay, I want you all to buy a new pair of shoes. Okay? I want you guys to buy a new pair of shoes. I know it sounds weird, sounds strange. Listen, I want you guys to buy a brand new pair of shoes. I'm not talking about no fancy shoes. I'm not talking about no expensive shoes. Just buy yourself a brand new pair of shoes. I know it's mighty to get this in because I know a lot of you are not going to be able to do this fast before the new year. But listen, even on tomorrow, January 1st, the whole week of January, make sure to get yourself a new pair. I'm going somewhere with this. Make sure to get yourself a new pair of shoes. It doesn't matter if they are house shoes, you know, some comfortable slippers to wear in the house. It doesn't matter if they're some sandals, if they're slingbacks. It doesn't matter. Does not matter. They don't have to be expensive. They just have to be brand new. I'm not talking about going to the thrift store. Okay. I love thrift store, all right? But listen, I'm not talking about no knockoffs and no thrift store. Listen, because these shoes are going to represent something to you. Every time you look at your brand new pair of shoes, you're going to know God is giving you a brand new blessing. Come on now, 2025, the year of blessings. Now listen, God is still God. He's still on the throne. He still can something for you. So listen, listen, listen. It's just like, I know a lot of people do vision boards. Well, listen, this is a step beyond the vision board. When you have your brand new pair of shoes, they'll be sitting there and you look at them, you say, yeah, I know God's good. He still is doing something for me. He's still working out something for me. It's just a little reminder. Sometimes sometimes we get having thoughts in our mind. Well, listen, when you look at them brand new pair of shoes, it's going to be your readjustment. It's going to be your intentional. You can intentionally look at those new pair of shoes and know God is working on your behalf because it is his intention to bless you. That's what the new pair of shoes represent, because God is wanting to bless you intentionally. God wants to bless his children. He don't want them walking around poor with a long face. So listen, listen. When you get your new shoes, remember, God is intentionally blessing you. So says the word of God. God wants you to be blessed. And his seed is never begging bread. Come on up in here, y'all. Now come on with the music. Come on with the music. Come on. Come on, engineer. Do your thing. All right. All right. Come on, come on. All right, we are being heard all over the world. My engineer blasted a little bit too loud for a second there. We are heard all over the world. Thank you, Jim, for listening. I appreciate you, Jim Mahoney, for listening to every single episode. We are being heard in Indonesia, Singapore, New Zealand, Germany, and, of course, the United States. And we're being heard in Bangladesh, India. We're being heard in Bulgaria, everywhere. A lot of little small corners of the earth we're being heard. Listen, you guys, I got some great music on today. Now, don't forget now. Don't forget, if you didn't understand, I'm going to give it. Say this one more time. I want you guys to get a brand new pair of shoes. Listen, I'm not saying words out of my mouth, okay? I'm not just saying words out of my mouth. I want you guys to get a brand new pair of shoes because those shoes are going to represent, and it's going to be a readjustment. Every time you have a bad day, you don't feel like it, you can look at your new pair of shoes and say, I know God is intentionally working on my behalf. He has his intent to bless me. He's that kind of God. God's children, he doesn't want his children walking around looking sad. You know, he knows that we need him, right? We know we need God, right? So listen, those shoes are intentional. He is working on your behalf. It is his intention to bless you. It is his intent for you to have a great life. It is his intent for you to have a good life. It is his intent for you to have. Listen now, come on now. He wants you to have prayer down, shaking together and running over. On now, he wants you to plant seeds so those seeds can grow up and be the palm tree that's just springing all over the place. This is what he wants you. He wants you to. Now listen, he's that kind of God of Joshua 1:8. Come on now, this book of the law. Come on now. Oh my goodness. Now listen, y'all. Woo, my goodness. So listen, y'all, get your new pair of shoes. Don't forget, don't let January catch you. Don't let the month of January catch you without purchasing those brand new pair of shoes, because you are, it's actually an act. It's an act of obedience, right? So it is better to be obedient, right? It's a blessing to be obedient. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So when you do that act of obedience and you intentionally purchase the shoe, you're being obedient to God. You're being obedient to God, you know, because you heard what I'm saying. It's not of myself. I say what the Spirit gives me to say. So listen, when you do that act, you're being obedient. You purchase the shoes. That is your act of being obedient. And then what? You can eat the good of the land. If you be willing and you be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That's what the word says. Come on, somebody. Word says. Okay, now I'm going to get this music going, this music by Elena Rosenfeld. Oh, my goodness. A Bridge Over Troubled Water. So whatever trouble you had this year in 2024, come on. You know in 2025, God is still that bridge. He is still the bridge. He's going to carry over. He's going to take you over because you're going to look at your intentional, obedient, brand new shoes. You're going to know that God, he's still with me. He is still with me. Oh, my goodness. Bridge Over Troubled Water. Come on, come on, come on.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, dry them all, I'm on your side. When times get rough and friends just can't
over troubled water. Oh my goodness, I am telling you, that voice, let me tell y'all, I'm running out of time, pretty much out of time, but listen, I want to emphasize this. Listen, God does intentional things. He's a supernatural God and he does intentional things. You know, I mean this from my heart about the shoes. Please don't believe me, believe God. Listen, I'm just an instrument, I'm just a messenger. Don't believe me, believe God. Believe God when I tell you to get the brand new shoes. Listen, I have scripture references. I know you probably said, I never heard such a thing. But listen, in the word of God, God always gives instructions. He always tells his people, he gives them instructions. When he told Abraham, he told Abraham to go to a place. Listen, and he told Elijah, 1 Kings 17, 3-4, the Lord instructs Elijah to go to the brook Cherith where God will provide for him. God told him where to go because he was going to provide for him. He had the raven to go there by the brook. Listen, I am telling you. Then in Acts 8, God tells Philip to leave the city and head into the desert. God, hey, he's got a direction for you. Listen, this is direction. Your brand new pair of shoes. Don't let January catch you without your brand new pair of shoes, because it is a representation of obedience, not obedience to what I'm saying, obedience to God, that you're hearing the voice of God, that you're going to be instructed by God. Listen, it's not me. I'm just an instrument. I'm just a messenger, but you are obeying God. And listen, and then in Genesis 35:1, God tells Jacob to arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there. So listen, God gives instructions. Okay, so God has given an instruction. It is up to you to be obedient, because once again, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you want to eat good all throughout 2025 and beyond, listen, get the shoe. It is just a representation of your obedience. It is just an act. You have to act. Listen, faith without works is dead. You can't have faith and don't do nothing. So listen, this is the something that you have to do. All right, this is the faith that you got, something you have to do. Join God. Okay, I got the faith. I'm going to get up. I'm going to go do this. Listen, it is God that is watching. All right. Woo-wee. I got to get on up out of here. Listen, y'all. Happy New Year as we get ready to go into 2025. God will intentionally bless you. It is his intent to bless you, to keep you going, overflowing, being abundantly blessed. Come on now. Come on. So listen, y'all, I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I get to come back and do it all over again on tomorrow.
In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated.